ISIS threatens stability in Lebanon. The Ebola outbreak brings a mixed bag of news, and a ministry's offering Great Commission tune-ups for your church body. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You may or may not have heard about this. ISIS, the terrorist group sweeping Iraq, targeted border areas of Lebanon. Considering what they did to Christians in Iraq, we asked Sat-7 USA President Rex Rogers how alarmed their Beirut staff was over the reports.
We think the Lebanese have learned in 20 years of civil war was not to get drawn off of these factions. And so far, the Army's done a pretty good job. We're planning international management meetings and even a dedication of a facility in November. And at this point, we're not overly concerned about that. I mean, there's always something. You can't promise people that nothing will ever happen.
That's not to say they're not security conscious. It's that they have more important things to do as a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
It's a matter of continually doing what we think is our work, which is the mission of sharing Christ and Christianity, and that there's another way.
The reason they're needed now more than ever?
We offered them music, we offered them a respite, we offered them, quote-unquote, a safe place to go, which is a phrase we use with our kids' channel.
Next, keep refreshing your news pages online, and it's like watching ISIS move in real time. The number of people fleeing violence continues to grow, and Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, reports more than 2 million internally displaced Iraqis and Syrian refugees are packed into the Erbil region. They have nothing. Christian nationals are ministering to these people, and they're in it for the long haul. We have details on how you can give to these people food, blankets, and hope in Jesus. This is Mission Network News. The latest Ebola updates are both good and bad. First, the good news. Two medical missionaries who got Ebola while working at an SIM hospital in Liberia are well on their way to recovery. But back in Liberia, at least 17 infected patients have returned to their communities. That means the disease can spread even further. Find more details at our website. Keep praying for the Lord to be made known through this horrible outbreak. Meanwhile, what can you do with a short-term mission team of only 5 people?
We had a very full 2 weeks of ministry.
A lot, according to Katie Fiedler of India Partners. On a recent trip to India, their team provided 3 types of training to church workers: counseling, pastoral, and health training. While India Partners does a lot to prepare for their trips,
God puts the right people together every time. I've never been disappointed. This trip, we had a grandmother who's retired at 68 to a medical technician. Just wide variety of people, but their hearts are just so full of love for India and wanting to serve there.
Is God calling you to serve in India? Find ways to go with India Partners at missionnetworknews.org.
You're just never not qualified. It doesn't matter where you are in your spiritual walk. It doesn't matter what kind of profession you have or don't have. God wants to use you.
And if you're involved in a church, you may want to listen to this.
The best way we honor the King of Kings is to join him in his mission in the world and bring the very best we have to that task that he gave us to do.
What about your church? That's Max Wilkins, president of the Mission Society. They're offering your church a global outreach weekend to transform your church into an effective missions-minded congregation. Missions isn't something we should wait for someone else to do. Wilkins says,
I believe in the depths of my being that mission is the reason the church exists. And yet, so many of our local churches are not in any meaningful way mobilized for mission. I don't think it's usually unwillingness. I think sometimes it's just that people have never really thought about the mission of the church.
Talk to your pastor about this opportunity. Send him the sign-up page information found at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.